Okay, Miss Angie Burrows, it's your time.
Well, good. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good morning. I have a few fun facts about England just to start off before we reintroduce Dawn this morning. I have 7 fun facts here. A lot of it I'm learning myself about my country, funnily enough. England is small, as you know, but I didn't realize that it's 74 times smaller than the United States. That's quite a bit smaller, but it is 1.5 times more populated than California. Okay, English people consume more tea than anyone else in the world, so maybe when you get to England, you'll be able to sample some of that hot tea. 22 times more than the Americans or the French that we drink. The English class system is very different to different parts of the world. It's not determined by money, but it's determined by family background, education, family manners, and how we speak, which is sort of quite unusual. The British police do not carry guns except in an emergency, so you'll probably find they look a lot more friendly and more approachable. They don't look quite so scary without their guns. Windsor Castle is the oldest and largest royal residence in the world, and hopefully you'll get to visit there, and that was built in 1070. And this is the funniest thing that I thought here was the national anthem of the U.S. was actually composed by an Englishman, John Stafford, in 1750. And when you get to England, you'll find a lot of the spelling is very different, and that is because we spoke French for the first 300 years, like honor and neighbor and harbor are all O-U-R, and we spelled check with a Q-U-E at the end, which is very French. Okay, so that's just a few fun facts for this week. I'm going to go ahead and introduce Dawn. Dawn Dunn is married to John, a mechanical engineer at Harris Corporation. She has had four children in 5 years while building her Mary Kay business. She says flexibility rocks. Her children are now 21, 20, 18, and 16. And she'll have 3 in college at the same time this fall. And Mary Kay has paid for lots of diapers, doctor's visits, groceries, farm equipment, vacations, and now education. Dawn began her Mary Kay business in 1986, 27 years ago. She has a degree in psychology, and prior to Mary Kay, she worked at a Christian mental hospital and as a secretary at a defense plant. She earned her first car 1 year later, debuted as a director in 1988, and earned her first pink Cadillac 6 months later. Having enjoyed 12 Cadillacs and 3 other Mary Kay cars so far, currently driving the pink hybrid Escalade exclusive designed for NSDs. Highlights of Dawn's Mary Kay career include achieved National Court of Sales 3 times and National Court of Sharing 5 times. She reached $1 million sales mark with her unit 5 different years. She was selected as monthly Miss Go Give for the Diamond Division, and she's privileged to teach the new NSDs in Kazakhstan and visited the Mary Kay Distribution Center in China. She earned the top director trips with 5-star accommodations to more than 25 countries as a prize for Mary Kay. Some of her all-time favorite trips were to Hawaii, the Alaskan cruise, Grecian Isle cruise, and all over Europe. She debuted as a national sales director in June 2002. Her greatest joy in this business is helping people know God personally and fulfill their God-given mission. She's able to have her children in private school now and 3 in college at the same time. Dawn has enjoyed family vacations such as 3-week trips to the Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, and the Tetons, a 5-country tour of Europe, as well as renting large beach houses at Nag's Head for the entire extended family and friends to enjoy. They purchased an 85-acre farm with Mary Kay profits, complete with horses and cows. Dawn's husband was able to take off a year from a stressful job in 1999 and came home to work alongside Dawn in the Mary Kay business. Where else, Mary Kay, could you be a 6-figure work-at-home mom? Dawn loves the Mary Kay lifelong positive girlfriends, personal growth, and confidence. She appreciates the abundant lifestyle and freedom that Mary Kay has afforded her. Highest check in 1 calendar month was over $34,000. Dawn has earned more than $3 million in commissions during her Mary Kay career and is committed to showing others how they can too and to create a bright and solid financial future throughout the Mary Kay business. The Dunn Area's mission statement is to make an external, internal, and eternal difference. Please welcome Dawn Dunn.
Dawn, we can't hear you. Star 6 again.
Hello, Cindy.
Yes, there you are.
Excellent. Well, I just want to kick off and say thank you for the privilege of being your teacher on this call about helping people get to London, and how fun. Thanks for setting this up, Cindy, and also your wonderful English guest there speaking and introducing everybody. What a great touch. I'm trying to write down all those tips. So this is the Mover and Shaker call. People ready to go places they've never gone before and stretch. I know I am so excited to be on here, and it was hard to say what would make the biggest difference in helping people to achieve their dreams, moving their business forward, being successful, and in just praying about what to share. I felt like God just laid it on my heart today to talk about a schedule and time management and using your time wisely. When I'm training with my area and my directors, I try to focus on four things that we're constantly improving upon and looking and simplifying and working on. I believe they're called the four S's to success, and I will just mention them quickly. The first one is self-talk. You know, what we tell ourselves, our attitude, what we believe, how we perceive what happens to us makes or breaks us. And I love that God gives us the Bible to draw from. I believe everybody should read the 4-8 Principle by Tommy Newberry. I highly recommend that book. It's called 4:8, the number's 4-8. So the 4-8 Principle by Tommy Newberry talks about just knowing your mission statement, what you're telling yourself, just the self-talk that could make or break you. It's a great, great book for that. I also, a second S besides self-talk is the systems in place that you have that make or break you, that support you as you climb. It's the things that your systems or whatever supports you in your business. So when you're feeling like you're stuck or you're not making the progress that you want to, I believe that we may need to make a bug list, everything that's bugging us that would hold us back, and then we make an extermination list, which is what are the solutions to that? Do we need to get a babysitter? Do we need to fix our cell phone plan? Do we need a new computer? Do we need to hire out some more help to do whatever around our house? I don't know, but you make a bug list and then an extermination list, and that helps you discover the systems that need to be in place. Thirdly, is our skills mastered and worked consistently? Is there a skill keeping you from moving to the next level? Closing a recruit, follow-up skills? Is it communication skills with your unit? Is it focus, time management? What skill do you need to help you move to the next level? Take a good look at that, and you'll discover areas of growth that will help you to launch to the next level. And then fourthly, the fourth S is schedule. Your schedule. Oh, my goodness. We can be extremely talented. We can have all the potential in the world, but if we're not managing our time wisely, we can squander it and not ever get to where we're really destined to go. So our schedule, it's something we're a steward of, and I love to talk on this topic. So the four S's, that's the one I'm going to hit on today. And obviously, your desire is to make the most of your God-given time and talents, or you wouldn't be on this call. I love it. In the Psalms, it says, God, help me to number my days aright, that I may present to thee a heart of wisdom. So hopefully today will help just for us to take a look at that so we can be where we want to. I want to give an update to my accolades. I just had two gals get married, my two girls. I have two girls and two boys, and my daughters, Lauren and Heather, just got married this summer, earlier before seminar, May 31st and June 14th. We celebrated them marrying wonderful husbands and taking their honeymoons, and oh my goodness, what a Mary Kay world. And to think that just the lifestyle we have in Mary Kay enabled us to give just to be able to support the money for that, as well as the time off and the balance, and oh my goodness, and so I'm excited about where we are. So I've always prayed throughout my life and my Mary Kay career is, Lord, what do you want? And helping to say, God, what do you want? Help me to live out my mission statement so that I'm not pulling in one way and yet you're pulling me in another. My life verse is Psalm 32:8, where God says, I will instruct and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And I have that verse in my office. I love it that he says, I'll instruct and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And then I say, okay, God, I'm holding you to it. When God puts his desires on your heart, you can move on it 100% without guilt or without second guessing. You know, when the human mind is in doubt, it's swayed by the slightest of impulses, and then that can open the door to wrong decisions and investing your time in the wrong things. It says in James that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And an indecisive person allows instability to creep into every area of our life. And when we're feeling like our time is not scheduled appropriately, we can be very double-minded. I love the quote, "The highway of life is littered with dead squirrels who couldn't make a decision." Let me say that one again. The highway of life is littered with dead squirrels who couldn't make a decision. I hope that you're not that dead squirrel who couldn't make a decision. Decide on what you're being called to, be very clear, and then manage your time in line with that. And that'll be different for every one of us, what's important to you, but don't allow yourself to be pulled in 20 different directions. Decide. One person with passion is greater than 99 with good intentions. Okay, so let's get down to what it means to do this. Time management is offensive, not defensive. If you don't tell time to where to go, you'll always wonder where it went. If you don't tell time where to go, you'll always wonder where it went. So we talk about the weekly plan sheet, the master plan, the ideal. We make it up, and hopefully with the beginning of a new seminar year, we've already made one and reflects the season we're in, the summer, July. My weekly plan sheet and my ideal will probably change again in the fall when my last son goes off to high school and my other son is in college, and you've got this going on, and you're juggling around families, but you need to have one. And, of course, you schedule in the biggies first. God first, family second, career third. What that meant for me is I would schedule in, of course, Sunday mornings to go serve him, be at church. I would put in a daily quiet time so that I had at least a half an hour in the morning when I woke up to pray, to spend time alone with God before the busy season crept in. I would encourage you to take that time to schedule in time for him. And I want to read something out of the book called 40 Days to a Joy-Filled Life. And it's so important as we schedule time in, just even 15 minutes a day with God, how that adds up in our daily career. And this was just so motivating to me to hear what a difference it made to invest time in him. If you realize, if you'll spend 15 minutes a day, every single day in your 364 days out of the year, it adds up to 7.5 days by the end of the year. And oh my goodness, just to have, you know, when we say we don't have enough time for God, that needs to be the first thing we put in our schedule, not the last thing. If it really is God first, family second, and career third, we can't afford to get to the end of our days and realize that we have left him out, that he really is not leading us. We've just got him wagging the tail and asking him to bless our efforts. But if you will invest 15 minutes just in the morning, first thing, before the busy part of your day gets rolling, what a difference it will make in making sure the rest of your time is allotted appropriately. So we'll come back more to that later. Also, time to serve him. I'm not doing everything in the church, not thinking if I did everything, then I would be better. It's being faithful to what he calls you to. So sometimes it's saying no. For me, it's saying no to working in the nursery, but yes, with the women's ministry. It might be I love evangelism. That's where I'm gifted. So I want to help with programs with that, but not just doing every baking sale that comes along and serving. So be careful that you're not just saying yes to good things, but yes to the right things where you're gifted to serve, and you'll know that by that time. All righty. God first, family second. When you're scheduled for your family time, when will you have a date night with your husband on a weekly basis? We used to always go out Saturday nights. Then we also had family night growing up when our kids were coming through. Every Friday night was family night. Even now with my kids, when they were in college, they'd call home and say, "What are you doing for family night?" They would come home for weekends and be involved. Just two nights ago, even with two married daughters, do you know that they came home with their husbands and we had pizza and then played a game outside on our lawn? It's funny. We were running around the lawn. We love to play volleyball. We love to hang out. We walked down around our pond and just talked and had the dogs out playing and laughing and jumping in the pond for balls. And then we came up and watched a movie together. So do you have that time so that you are enjoying time with them. It's critical set aside time to be with your children. When my kids were toddlers, I liked being in the morning with them. So I rearranged my schedule, my weekly plan sheet around just time with them then. If they're in school, I guarded the 3 to 6 time in the afternoons to pick them up and talk with them and be with them. When are the critical dance recitals, football games, and events? Some evenings I enjoyed having time to talk and read to them before they go to bed. And 3 nights a week when I could work Mary Kay, I had John make sure that he was at home doing the devotions with them before they get to bed. But I loved being in Mary Kay because I could be the one going on field trips when other moms were locked into a schedule. So what is your schedule? Does it reflect around them at the season that they're in and yet still give you 40 hours a week to build your business if your goal is London? Next, you schedule in your ideal work time with Mary Kay. When I was going for the car, I knew I needed at least 18 to 20 hours a week to hold classes and work diligently. And, of course, now going for London, it's 40 hours a week. But here's the things I put in place. I made sure my Monday night meeting was guarded. And then it was easy to say no to lesser times. I didn't hold classes on those nights. I took guests in my meetings and plugged into my director so that I was there. So let me go ahead and say, too, that when you've got your time put in with where it's going, not just letting it go wherever, you will have unexpected emergencies and sometimes need to punt with a plan B. I only hit my ideal schedule about 60 to 80% of the time, but at least I had a master plan. I had a skeleton, an ideal time frame with boundaries created for my time instead of just seeing it as wide open and all thrown together. And I think of time, let's do the analogy of a refrigerator. Your refrigerator has lots of good things in there with organized spaces and containers. There might be ketchup and shrimp and milk or vegetables, fruit. You know, if they're kept separately and put in there, they're great ingredients that make for great meals. But if you just throw everything into there into the same batch, mixed in the bowl at one time, we'd all have indigestion. Your time in your Mary Kay business is much the same. Everything has to be blended carefully, not just all thrown in together. Keep it separate or you'll end up feeling like you can't make things come together and have indigestion instead of a great buffet of the Mary Kay rewards. All right, a weekly plan sheet helps you map out the number of hours you invest in your business. It's not enough to set aside 20 hours a week if you just want to do it. You've got to do 40 hours of the right things, I believe, to be at London. And what I loved about my schedule is I would be away from the house about 20 hours, but I could be home 20 hours a week. So I really was a work-from-home mom. I remember even when my kids were tiny and I wanted balance, I did not want to be a 40-plus hour work away from home and not be the one to influence them and be there. So I mapped it out. I heard Dr. Dobson talk about when moms are away from their kids more than 18 to 20 hours a week, they see a significant difference in the children's behavior. And I thought, I want to be the chief influencer of my kids. I want to be the one to build them. Yes, I feel like God has called me to Mary Kay. I want to work this and be successful, but never at the expense of my kids. So I really mapped out what would it be for me to only be away 18 to 20 hours a week and then work from home the rest of the time and be balanced. So I just want to tell you, you can have it all in Mary Kay, but you need to make sure you're balanced. Okay. So once a weekly plan sheet, I also had alongside of this, and I'll give you my schedule in a moment, but I keep a spiral notebook handy. Just a cheap thing from Walmart. Every month I put a new, it says July, and when the July is done, I put the notebook in under file under July 2015, under July, and then I'll go ahead and start a new one. But every month I have this cheap little spiral notebook that I carry in my brain book, and I do a 6 most important things to-do list every day that sticks with me. And I'm also writing down there what all's on my mind, because a cluttered mind does nothing. But I have what's most important. I make sure I map out on there, print it down so it's not just swimming in my head, and then I react instead of be proactive. So I am thankful to have the 6 most important things to-do list. Never just get on autopilot and feel like you can just do everything. You can't. You need to be prioritized, and the 6 most important things helps you do that. Okay. So what does a schedule look like for a million-dollar unit? I pulled out what my schedule was when I did the million-dollar unit club for the first time, was building to national, and of course this ensured the routine of earning the trip and all the goodies that go with us. This was when I had 150 unit members, and at that time I had four children between the ages of 5 and 10. So hopefully you can glean some good tips from this, just in what I made happen and just what the schedule looked like. I will run down through it real quickly. At Mondays at 6 a.m., I woke up. I had my exercise and my quiet time during that hour. At 7 o'clock, I got the kids up for school. We had family time, breakfast and devotions between 7 and 7:30. And then I ran them to school, which was a five-minute drive away at 7:30, dropped them off so they were ready to start their day. And then at 8 o'clock, my Mary Kay time began. And I want to tell you, when the kids would get up, I had a woman come over. I had a babysitter to come in at 6:30 to 11 to help each day, even when the kids were in school. And what she did was she would come at 6:30 and start breakfast, start my coffee, and we would sit down at 7 to bacon and eggs or pancakes so that I could just enjoy helping the kids get ready for school, have breakfast with them, do the devotions. And then when I took off to work, she was at home putting breakfast away. She was starting my laundry. She was touching up on the house from everything the night before that needed cleaned up. She was also starting to make dinner, cutting carrots, doing whatever, from 6:30 to 11 every morning, Monday through Friday. That was awesome for me, so that I could work the rest of the day and come home and get to work and not have to worry about those things. At 8 o'clock, my Mary Kay time began. I would come in my office. I would make sure my six most important things to-do list was on there. I would check my scoreboard at 8 a.m. I would check communication from 8 to 9, because 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. was prime people time, where I was going to be on the phone and around people. But at 8 o'clock is when I made sure all the other things were in place. At 9, 11, and 1 on a Monday morning, I tried to schedule personal selling appointments. I had them double booked. I had them back to back. I didn't always have 9 and 11 in one totally booked, but I was always holding at least one or two appointments every Monday at one of those time frames or over lunch, so that when I went into my Monday Night Live that night, I already had $400 in sales under my belt and two interviews. Maybe I was bringing along one of the guests from somebody I interviewed that morning, maybe from somebody I met over lunch where I was doing a interview and a drop-in appointment, but my Monday started powerfully with selling. Then at 3 to 5:30 on Mondays was time with the kids, with family. I like to pick them up at school. I found that my kiddos at that time, I could help them with homework. I could listen. We had time at dinner together. And then on Mondays at 5:30, I had to go to the meeting to set up. I had helpers there early to help, but my Monday Night Live, I was there from 6 to 10 p.m. And we trained. I would interview. I did my Monday Night Live. I did new consultant training that night. And we always did new consultant training for an hour. And I made sure I popped that in that night, got that out of the way. On the first Monday of every month in my unit, they knew that if they did a 600 wholesale or they had seen a power start, had done a power start the month before, they could come hang out with me from 9 to 10 p.m. We called it the huddle night, moving on up night, whatever you want to call it. And it was fun because we planned events, we delegated, we just have fun and bonded. So that was always the first Monday night of the month. So I would get home at, you know, late that night, but that was my Monday night investment. On Tuesday at 6 a.m., I got up and had exercise quiet time. I never slept in. Some of you are in the 5 o'clock club. Woohoo! Way to go. It just worked out for me at 6. At 7, as I said, was family time. Mary Kay time started at 8. And then I also sold personally as a million-dollar director at 9, 11, and 1. I tried to have an appointment scheduled and tried to take consultants with me who would watch me sell and meet people at facials or classes or whatever. I remember having $400 classes at businesses going in over their lunch hours where three people would come down over their lunch hour from 12 to 1 and was selling and interviewing, working full circle. 3 to 6 on Mondays was family time because I would pick up my kids. We would come home. We always had dinner at 5:30. And remember, dinner was ready because I had that woman in the morning coming over and helping. My husband came home at 5:30. So 5:30 to 6 was a regular dinner time in the Dunn family. And I found that to be very important to connect. Here's a biggie. At 6 o'clock, on Tuesdays, and on certain times I did 20 in 20 calls. This was back in the day before we had cell phones, and so you had to make your phone calls from home, not texts, not anything. I just needed to connect with people, and I think that's the lesson in all this, no matter how you do it in this day and age. But I came up with this routine that when I held classes on Tuesday and Thursday nights, I thought, wow, I still have follow-up to do for Monday night. I still have follow-up to do for maybe a Saturday from gals calling in who had done muffins and makeovers on Saturdays. When do I fit them in if I have a class on Tuesday night and Thursday night? Well, I took 20 minutes from 6 to 6:20, and I would do a priority time on the phone before I ran to my class at 7. And I had to be very disciplined to get up from the table at 6 and not do the dishes, not just be whatever. I had to be disciplined to start at 6 o'clock. And I did, here was the order in which I did, and I think this is important. I call it plenty in 20. In 20 minutes, you can get a lot accomplished. Number one, I would follow up on interview follow-ups, recruit potentials. And, of course, I did whoever I had personally interviewed myself. And the highest priority of sharp, sharp people, I would call them first and follow up. 60% of the time, I didn't even reach the people. I was just leaving messages. But those messages were important to continue the process, to follow up, to connect, to show them I was faithful and following up, to see what they thought of the material I had left with them. And even if all I did was leave a peppy message that said, hey, this is Dawn Dunn, I'm excited about you listening to the information about the company. I realize it may or may not be for you, but I wanted to follow up as promised and see if it's been on your heart. Please give me a call. Do you know how many times I would come home from a class later on that evening and somebody had left a message? Wow, it really has been on my mind. And just was able to follow up or see an agreement pop up from doing that. So make sure that you're following up. Interview follow-ups first. Then secondly, once I had followed up with the people I had interviewed in the last two or three days or for my people, they had left critical messages, I would make sure that I coached my own upcoming classes, coaching calls. And that was my second priority. So after I made maybe three or four interview calls, I would coach the two hostesses I had for the week and just see if I could get their guest list, connect with them. Once again, leaving messages. Hey, looking forward to your class on Thursday. I haven't gotten your guest list yet, but I am so excited about getting together with you and doing the look. And I have that roll-up bag as your hostess gift just for having your five people there. So looking forward to seeing you. So that was the gist of those calls, but coaching calls. Thirdly, I made sure I had new bookings. If I did not have 10 appointments on my books as a million-dollar director for the next 2 weeks, 10 appointments coming up, whether they were facials or classes or whatever, I was freaking out. So maybe I had just met two people at Walmart. Maybe I had a class last week where I got 6 referrals, so I would call some of those people. Whatever it took to get to 10 appointments. But those 20 minutes, those are the three things that I did: interview follow-up, coaching my future classes, and then filling in with bookings for those 20 minutes. I'm telling you what, that's what made or broke or made it happen that I was still moving up. And I taught my unit, don't call me at 8:45 during prime people time to talk about a product. Call me after 9 p.m. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. was prime people time. In the evenings after my classes, I would come home and talk to my team from 9 to 10 p.m., or I would contact my team in the mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. But let's use prime people time to talk to customers, clients, prospects, follow-ups, and use our time wisely. It made a big difference. So I would go to my class from 7 to 9 every Tuesday. I usually had people following me, coming along with me. I, at that time, wasn't doing debuts for new people. I applied Mary Kay's principle of they learn while I earn. Because when I was doing my own 3 to 5 new faces and doing my own interviews, my national court of sharing, as Cindy Fox talked about, was insured because I was doing enough interviews personally using my nights of Tuesday and Thursday nights holding my own classes that my personal team was there, my 26% checks from the 13% personal director's commission as well as the 13% recruiting for personal recruits was intact. It's just a smart way to do business. So make sure that you're doing your own classes and taking people with you to observe, and then they'll know how to do their own classes and build their businesses. So I would come home from my class at around 9 or 9:30, and then I didn't stop and just walk in the door and say, "Whoo, I'm done." I worked chunks of time, 4-hour chunks of time, and I was on the clock until 10 o'clock. So I would walk in from a class, and I would finish by either putting my if I needed to contact anybody from 9 to 10:30 or 9:30 to 10 on the team, if I needed to do my six most important things for the next morning, I made sure I did my weekly accomplishment sheet so I saw exactly where I was by Tuesday. Was I on track for my goal to personally sell 600 to 800, or was I lagging behind? Where was I? And I made sure that I was watching all those things. And so that was from 9 to 10, or I'm sorry, yeah, from 9 to 10. And then I will tell you, my husband, every Tuesday night from 10 to 11 was his time. And he knew I wasn't going to be on the phone just sitting down in the office till 11:30 and not coming to bed. He knew that even though I had raced out after dinner and he had worked with the kids on Tuesday night, he knew that 10 o'clock was his time. And guarding that showed him my you know, it was just a time we agreed on, then we both went to bed at 11. So it kept our priorities in place. 11 o'clock we go to bed, so we could get up at 6 o'clock the next morning. And part of staying on the routine is getting to bed soon enough and not – I wouldn't feel guilty then at 10:15 that I wasn't down in the office. I wasn't guilty at 9:45 if I just came in and was undisciplined and spent time with him. No, I was there till 10, and it was clear. It was like clockwork. So do you have your routine in place that works for your family? If so, it'll work long. You won't be burned out. You won't be stressed out. You're not sacrificing your priorities. On Wednesday, we did a 6 o'clock. I get up at 6 o'clock, exercise, quiet time, 7 o'clock family time and getting them ready for school, take them to school. At 8 o'clock, as we said before, at 9 o'clock on Wednesdays, I went to a local place just to do a pace setters class. I was there from 10 to 11:30 in a local restaurant where people could come to me. You could do this at a training center or whatever, but I like doing it out in public, like at a place where we just get coffee where people are coming and going, and I would do a pace setters class, just an extra training every week from 10 to 11:30. Anybody that wanted to move up, it was midweek, could come and fine-tune their skills on booking, selling, coaching. And then at 12 to 1, I did interviews every single Wednesday. Same restaurant with good central location. It was predictable. They didn't have to RSVP the night before, but I encouraged people to send any prospects there to have lunch with me. They would either be able to come along or they would promise to give their people lunch or free lipstick for just coming. But I rounded up people to interview, so I was always usually doing about 5 to 10 interviews at lunch on Wednesdays. That worked well for me to maximize my time. I could have my own prospects there as well. That afternoon on Wednesday, I went home. I returned phone calls, paperwork, did whatever. And then Wednesday night was family night. We were off. If we did church, if we had youth group, if we just sat at home and just regrouped, Wednesday night was always just off. I was not holding classes. I was not out of town. I was Wednesday night. I do say that every day I did try to sneak in 20 minutes of plenty in 20 calls. So if we were there on a Wednesday night and we had just had dinner and my kids went outside to catch fireflies or check on the horses or do something, I would do 20 minutes of phone calls. And baby cakes, I was on it, 20 minutes, making those quick interview follow-up, coaching calls, and my personal business for 20 minutes. And then I was done. I was not hanging on the phone for 20 minutes or returning everybody's phone call. It was very strategic. Thursdays. Was a Bible study morning for me, so I just went and got to do that, took the kids, and they had fun in the little kids group there. And at 12 to 1, I had lunch at McDonald's with the kids every Thursday. At 1 to 3, I was in the office. 3 to 5 was family time. If they were in school at that period in their time, then I was picking them up from school. And at 6 to 10 was my Mary Kay chunk of time where I was holding classes and doing the same thing I did Tuesday night. So I constantly built my business million-dollar schedule. On Monday night was my meeting where I took guests, and Tuesday and Thursday nights I was always holding classes. There was a period of time where I did the class in my home on Thursdays where people would come observe me. I did new consultant training. You could always see me do a class. I had my guests there. They could come to my home. That was really powerful because they could see my inventory. And while I was doing a class with my people, I'd have some extra people there working full circle. It was powerful to be able to ensure that we were holding 10 interviews a week. Can I back up and say that part of the thing of building unit size to get to London, it was easier to earn a trip when I had 100, 150, 200 in my unit than it would have been to earn it at 75. So unit size matters. And one of the things that I was always strategic about was fitting in 10 unit interviews a week. And five of those were mine because I had appointments. I was personally interviewing five personal leads from my Tuesday and Thursday night classes and from my Monday and Tuesday morning personal facials. It was no problem for me to do 5 great, positive, powerful interviews a week and then have the 20 minutes a day to follow up. So, and then also on Monday nights, I usually had at least three to five guests there of my unit members had brought, and then they could bring me people on Wednesday, so I was maybe interviewing 3 to 5 for them there in addition to my own. So 10 interviews a week was a constant happening, not a struggle. I created the space so that people could get them there. And then Thursday nights, I was doing full circle interviews. We would do the class. We would close everybody out, make the sales, not just offer them a $100 showcase if they decide to make the decision that night. Oh, no, that was not an option on the table. They were picking between did they want the Miracle set or the Princess Diva set or whatever we were doing at the time. They would hand over their money for the product, their $200 for the set they wanted or their $104 for the Miracle set. And then I would say I'd book their second session with them, and then I'd say, gosh, do you have an extra 10 minutes just to listen to some information about the company? I realize this may or may not be for you, but I'll fly through it and give you any one item at half price for just listening. And I would go ahead and interview them. So then we were offering the opportunity on top of it. And believe me, after they had just spent $200 and had a great time and bought their own products, they were eager to say, gosh, this $100 for the showcase, I think I'll go for it. And I wasn't just getting people to sign up with a showcase and not buying product. We were selling full circle. We were booking classes, and then we were sharing. So that's how it worked for us with that routine. On Friday, I got up at the same time, got the kids to school when they were in school age or at home. But I did personal stuff, shopping. I'll even tell you, I loved a horseback ride on Fridays. If my 600 to 800 in personal sales was done, if I had done my 10 interviews for the week, if I had, you know, just met those goals, then Friday I could play. I could meet John for lunch. I could go shopping. I could saddle up the horses and without a bit of guilt go ahead and have that time on Friday. So that's how I love to do life. It was like a race to Friday to see if I could get it all in. And then the evening was family night, and that's how we did Saturday. I probably was at the lake most of the time with families. I didn't do a whole lot on Saturday mornings because the kids were finally home from school and I wanted to be with them. Saturday evenings, I'd have date night with John, and so that's kind of how it went. Now, I know you can do muffins and makeovers on Saturday, and I would encourage you to maybe work a 8 to 12 on Saturdays or 8 to 4 if that works for you, and then blow the rest of the weekend off if you need to. But once again, every day having your 20 minutes. On Sunday, it was church, out to eat with the family, resting. I did my 20 minutes of phone calls Sunday night at some point. That was always in, but I didn't hold a lot of classes on Sundays. Here's what I delegated. I delegated my housework. I had a regular cleaner once a week. And then I had the cleanup. You heard me talk about the woman that would come to my house 5 days a week who would be there from 6:30 to 11. That made a huge difference because she could do laundry and clean and made some meals. I had somebody in my office helping so that I wasn't sucked into doing all the paperwork instead of the people work. I had an office manager 3 to 5 days a week. Sometimes it was 8 to 2. Now I have somebody 8 to 5 weekly and daily. I had a helper, a special helper, that would come in at the end of the month, on the last night of the month, to place orders so that I wasn't plugging in all those orders. So that was put into place. I also hired a college student who would come over from 3 to 6 in the afternoon sometimes, who would just help with homework. I had 2 children that had special needs, learning disabilities. And so having someone there after school to help my kindergartner do his ABCs when, you know, I was helping the other kids with their homework or just getting ready helped, made all the difference. Once again, identify your stress fractures, where you feel like you've got some places where you're just stretched, and identify where you have a bug list and then make an extermination list. Who do you need to hire so that you give the time to what you need to give it to and do it fast? Here was my focus with my time. I realized as a sales director, my three, you know, we talk about as a consultant, if you'll just keep it simple and book, sell, share, book, sell, share. As a director, I kept my focus. When I would get confused, when I think, what do I need to do with my time? How do I do this? It came back to new, key, and me. Some people call it you, the few, and the new. That's where I need to be giving my time. That's where 80% of my time goes, and the other 20% goes to the masses, to doing general things. But me, my focus pulls in. Am I doing my personal business and guarding my personal business with selling 600 to 800 a week, with doing my own 5 interviews, and then also Monday Night Live. It pumped me up to be around my key people. My new people were trained at that Monday Night Live. I always had consistent new consultant training offered, even if my own people weren't in it and it was just adoptees that were there. It kept my skills sharp. It kept me pumped to see their new faces. I did it regularly. I didn't just say, well, we'll have it there if I have people. Oh, no, it was a regular thing. And then so my new consultant training was that night, and I had my training on CD, my new consultant inventory training, as well as my orientation, so I could send that to out-of-town people in case they weren't local. So they were consistently getting a diet of that. Okay, and then my 40 interviews every month, or 10 a week, was part of my strategic routine. And I tell my directors, I was taught as a new director, that growth, even if you're a brand spanking new director and you want to do London, you want to get your unit size up to 150, we grew to 75 my first year as a sales director, from the 24 we had then to 75. And the way that we did that was focus on 10 new recruits a month or more, 10 new recruits a month or more, and 10,000 or more in sales and wholesale production. And so that was planted in me by my senior national, Karen Pirro, right off the bat, that new directors grow to 10,000 or more wholesale, get it up to there. Did we always hit it at first? No. But in striving to get there, I was starting to hit 7,000, 9,000, 12,000. We had our Cadillac earned within the first 6 months as a director, and it was because we were growing. When you're hitting 11,000 wholesale with 4 new personal 600 recruits, that extra bonuses goes in towards your Cadillac. So, and your new people put a fire under you to grow the numbers. They put a fire under the key people, and just the other ones sitting there. You can grow, even if you've got small unit size, to 100, 150, and get up to where you want to be to earn that trip with incredible momentum. If you will guard your schedule and make sure that you're doing at least 10 interviews or more a week. I will say we had the queen of sharing, Sherry Purvis, who had 26 personal recruits, who is consistent at working full circle skincare classes, consistent in holding Monday Night Live where she trains her people. She just consistently is always selling and interviewing and booking and doing the things that we do with balance, and loves it. She had 26 personal recruits and was the queen. And she would tell you that she does 20 interviews or more a week. She is constantly doing interviews for herself, constantly having people listen to the hotlines, and focusing and monitoring on that, telling her story and doing follow-ups. So if you want to get to London, fill your 40 hours a week with an intentional doing a number of interviews and follow-up. And I believe the plenty in 20 minutes of the fortune is in the follow-up. Guarding that time for nothing else. Don't let the days get away from you. If you're not following up with interview prospects within 24 to 48 hours, you're missing the growth. That has got to be guarded as if you were a sentry on top of a wall guarding a fort. Do not let other things creep in and drag away that time, so that 4 days later you're finally saying, oh, yeah, let me try to get a hold of Jennifer. I shared with her, and that was Monday. And by Thursday, she's already off on the next adventure and has forgotten who you are. You've got to be strategic every day with following up, following up, following up from the seeds that were planted. Just like a garden, if you don't water it and you don't go out and pick the vegetables, they're going to die. So we plant to reap a harvest. And I'm excited about you taking your schedule, about being radical prioritizers, guarding your time for what you need to be doing, so that you can be faithful to be fruitful. We reap what we sow. You can't produce fruit if you have no seed to take root, if you've not seen the faces and done the interviews, because you have not guarded your time and told it where to go, so that you know where it went, it'll be hard to reap the fruit that you want later. So God bless you as you honor the schedule that God puts on your heart and you guard it radically. We'll see you in London.
Oh, Dawn, can you hear me? This is Cindy.
I can.
Dawn Dunn. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I just got to stop and give God all the praise. because he so orders our steps, and I know that you know that as my sister in Christ. I know that you know that. The timing of your message today could not be more perfect. I mean, we've all come back from seminar, most of us have, so pumped, so excited. I don't have enough fingers and toes to tell you, just in my national area, the number of directors and consultants that came to me before seminars end and said, I'm ready to make it happen. I need help with my time. Tell me what to do with my time. And I said, okay, you know, we'll talk about it. Well, anyway, your call did it for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the way you broke it down, so perfect, blow by blow, day by day, hour by hour, even minute by minute. And I want to say this before I forget. Dawn Dunn, you are a Proverbs 31 woman. You truly are. And everything you, in your talk, you just showed us that. And I have admired your relationship with your husband. John Dunn is so crazy about you. He is so crazy about you. And it's just, you just see it in his countenance, and you're just as crazy about him. And y'all have been married how many years?
28.
28 years, four children. And it's because you have truly exemplified God first, family second, and career third. You've, as you put it, guarded your time with your man. Oh, my goodness. I just applaud you. I can't tell you. And I you probably don't remember this, but I had known of you and watched you for years. Of course, we're different seminars, so, you know, sometimes you don't get as close to other nationals. We're in different seminars. But when we were in Vienna, you came to my room one night, and I can't remember why, but you came to my suite, and we had about an hour or two conversation, and I'll never forget it. You changed my life that night.
Aww.
Your encouragement, you affirmed me, because I was still a new national, and I still felt so, you know, like the odd man out kind of still, because I'm an introvert, you know, and so that's just part of that. But anyway, I just felt like, you know, I can do this national thing. Dawn Dunn is my friend. I can do this national thing. And I just thank you. Now, I know, and I know there's other nationals that want to say stuff to you too, but I got a question because I know, you know, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if this is a gift or what, but I can hear what people are thinking sometimes. I mean, really, I'm not saying I have ESP or nothing, but I can discern their thoughts. And I know there's somebody thinking, maybe more than one, 40 hours a week. You know, I left corporate America or whatever because I don't want to work 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when, can I just say this? And when we work 40 hours a week at this, when we treat this like a real career, what was your 1099 for working that 40 hours a week and being structured with your time?
By the end of my 1099 last year was over $329,000.
But even as a top director,
it was over $150,000.
There you go. And I guarantee you, whoever's thinking that, I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe I feel like it's more than one person. I bet you your W-2 was not $150,000. And I bet you your company was not giving you a pink Cadillac to drive. I bet, and not a trip to London, Paris, whatever. I bet you, and I'm not a gambling person, but if I was, I'd be willing to say, I'll bet you. And, you know, where much is given, much is required. The rewards are so great. What other nationals? I'm going to let y'all talk now. Y'all come on.
Dawn,
it's Carrie
Buster. This is Joanne. This is Senior National Sales Director Joanne Bertelin. Dawn,
yes,
Dawn, you just rocked my world. Oh, my goodness. And like Cindy, you know, we've been in different seminars, but I remember meeting you as a brand new national. And I remember as a brand new national, my mouth was hanging open. I was so impressed by you. I knew when I first met you, you were a Proverbs 31 woman. You are powerful. You are practical. Everything Cindy said, I'm just amen. You gave us exactly what we all wanted and needed coming back from seminar. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart for loving your family, loving Jesus, loving
amen.
Mary Kay, and loving all of us to open your heart this morning. When I grow up, Dawn Dunn, I want to be just like you. You're
amen.
Amazing. Don, it's Carrie Busker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
yes,
can.
Carrie.
Okay. Well, you know, I have texts coming in left and right from my director saying, oh, my gosh, you're just blowing their minds. They're loving it. But the first time I met you, we were on a boat, a dinner cruise in Monte Carlo, and I saw you playing spoons and pig and whatever that other card game you had. And so much laughter coming from that table, and I thought, I am going to get to know that lady. And I tell you what, your Christmas card every year with your family's picture, and anytime I've ever been with you, you're so elegant and you're so intelligent, but you're so down to earth, you're so fun. And one of the most exciting things in my last years was getting to go to Charlotte and being able to have breakfast with you and lunch with you and sit by you during conference and just absorb. I just know if we would have lived in the same town, we would have been best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But thank
mm-hmm.
you so much for details for my people, not just just a speech, but the meat of how you did it with four children. And you've always had a joyful spirit, and I just can't thank you enough for taking the time to share with all of us today. I just adore you.
Oh, thank you.
Don, this is MSD Kathy Rogers Smith, dear friend.
Aww.
Yes.
I just wanted to say ditto to what Cindy said. You truly, truly are a Proverbs 31 woman. Always have been. I have just admired you. I have, just as Carrie said, I've looked at you and thought, if I could just be just more stronger like Dawn, just you're so solid. As I listen, and I took four, not one, not two, not three, but four pages of notes, writing as fast as I can write, just so solid. That's what I thought, is so solid, such a solid foundation for your family, for your area, for us as your sister nationals, and just what an incredible woman you are to always, always, always be passing on the Mary Kay legacy. And this too is an answer to my prayers as I drove 12 hours back home from Dallas on Saturday night and just meditating and praying that one of my number one goals is that I know my weak link is being more organized and being more on a schedule. I have allowed things and people to distract me off of schedules, and that's the one thing I committed, that God, I will go home and I will be obedient to work.
Amen.
With a schedule. I know it's the difference to
it is.
Moving our area forward and to building more leaders and to finding more time to really truly be healthy and be happy and spend more time with my family and have the balance. I know that true schedule, as you have given us, is the key. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, true friend. I love you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all that you've always poured into my life. Thank you for your prayers, because you truly are a prayer warrior, and I know that you have always prayed for me. I love you, Dawn.
Thank you. You guys are making me cry.
I know.
Hey, Dawn. Dawn, are you there, Dawn?
Yes.
Dawn,
yes.
Fabulous Dawn. It's Kathy Helou. I just want to say, wow. I just listened to you, and I thought, wow, if I had been a director looking to go on a top trip, if I got one thing from what you said, it's to be strategic with your time and to be offensive rather than defensive with your time, because successes are scheduled events, and you scheduled your events, the ones that helped your unit grow, and you gave them a great blueprint of what worked for your family. A time frame that worked for your family, help that worked to help you with your family. And I think it was brilliant. And I want to say thank you. I loved it, and I know that people will take from it whatever they need, but you gave them an overabundance of what they needed. And even your scripture, the Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and guide you in the way you should go. I will watch over you and counsel you, says the Lord. That was our eerie verse last year. It's so true. It should be a life verse. I loved it when you started sharing that, but I want you to know, all of you, that I was with Dawn Dunn on a trip once, and Karen Pirro said, oh, you should sit down with Dawn Dunn and find out. She's brilliant. She's amazing, the way she works with her family. And you shared back then that you had that gal come and help you from 6:30 to 11:30. I'll never forget that. I shared that with so many young moms, and you just brought it back to life, and just
you know, fleshed it out even more. So I want to say thank you for all the time you invested in this call, because I know you invested time finding that information and delivering it and praying over it. So I say, wow, when other nationals are being encouraged and moved by you, like myself and everybody else, Joanne Bertelin, and everybody who shared Kathy Rogers Smith, everybody Carrie Vester, I know what a difference you're making in the lives of so many. You are an influence. An influencer, and you are a difference maker. And I, for one, have surely been impacted this morning. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. You Aww. Are brilliant. I love you.
Aw, thank you, Kathy. Oh, my goodness.
Well, anybody else before we go?
Hey, Dawn. This is Dawn Atten Sweeney.
Hey, Dawn. Yes.
Thank you so much. You are so gifted in this arena, and thank you for sharing with all our people. Because as Cindy said, I know so many people, they're either going into seminar, coming back from seminar, and they have these big dreams and goals, but the thing that has held them back and will hold them back is their discipline and their use of time, myself included. And you just, you shared the freedom in discipline. People think it's going to be a burden and they dread it. But you share with such beauty and grace that there's freedom in discipline. And you've always, to me, exemplified just that you radiate his peace and joy. And you get more done than anyone I know in the time that you allot to your business. But you do it with his peace and joy. You never look crazy. You never look stressed. And you've always been a great example to me in that. I mean, his peace shines through you.
Yeah.
And I look to you as a mentor in that arena for myself, because as Christ followers, if we're as crazy and stressed as other people in the world, like, why do they want to join us, and how can we point them to him? So thank you just for being the best you that you can be, because I know, as everyone else has shared, I mean, this is going to impact thousands because of the lives that these directors are going to be able to share these tips with as they're building their London units this year.
Thank you, Dawn. Wow.
That's right. Well, you know, Dawn, this is Cindy again. Some things that you said that, can we just confess our faults one to another that we may be healed? I mean, I'm just going to be real with you guys. You know, my husband tells me all the time, you know, Cindy, you don't have to tell everything you know. But he says I'm too transparent. But really, you were talking to me. And when you talked about stress fractures, the stress fractures in your life do something, I see those, and it's I need more help. I need more hired help in my office, and so I know everybody's just going to come into agreement that we're going to find the right. I need an Alice from the Brady Bunch. That's what I need to come into my house and do what you said. When you said that right off the bat, I said, oh, yeah, I know that's what I need. I have no doubt that I've got to have her and all these other people. It is the grace of God that I've done as well as I have done. It really is. But I can see that I can do it with a peace, like Dawn Sweeney was just talking about, because you do. You are so peaceful, and you're so fun. You're always laughing. You're always joking. You know, sometimes I feel like that rabbit in Alice of Wonderland, you know, I'm late, you know, I feel like that. And that is not God's will. I know it's not. And it's because I got to get some help. Jesus, help me, Lord. I know. And, you know, your heart for evangelism, that's for real. And Kathy Helou does that as well. I've so admired the both of y'all, because y'all are not afraid, you know, to pass out tracts. I remember you told me you asked Mary Kay about doing that at your parties. And that Mary Kay gave you the blessing. And so, that may not be for everybody, but it is, you know, I just so admire that. I do. And, you know, and what you said about Friday being your personal day, and then you said this, if you had met all your personal goals, which was, if I'm right, a $600 to $800 week in retail sales and 10 interviews with at least 5 of them being personal. Is that correct?
Yeah, minimum of that, but more like 20 and 30 when you're hitting for,
you're going for million and or trip, prestige trip. Yeah. And see, so many of us, depends on how we're wired, we're taking, you know, fun time, and we haven't done the work yet. And it's not that we can't have celebrations, because I know you, Dawn Dunn, your celebration was your 3 to 5, 3 to 5:30 time with your family every day. You celebrated your life, and you rewarded yourself with your time with your kids, because I know that was... And your special date nights and whatever with John, those were your celebration times. And then Friday was your personal time to when and if you had met those goals. So I hope everybody got that, because that is, was just, I mean, really leapt off the page. I was like Kathy Rogers Smith. I took like 6 pages of note, right? And I'm going to listen to this call again. Listen to this call again. And so anyway, I sent you a text right before we got on the call. Did you get it about closing us?
No, but can I, well, I would love, yes, I did see that now, just as far as prayer, I would love to do that.
I asked Dawn to close us in a prayer to kick us off this new seminar year.
Yes, and I need to correct, too, when I was talking about the 15 minutes from the 40 days to a joy-filled life, as I just close it up. And thank you again, Cindy, for just the privilege of being on here.
Thank you.
The 40 days to a joy-filled life, there's a chapter on the 15-minute miracle. And he talks about 15 minutes with God has proven to be long enough to make a big difference and still short enough to inspire busy folks to give it a try. If you're ever tempted to say you don't have time for this solitude with God, ask yourself bluntly, what could I possibly do with that time that would bring me any greater benefit? Minutes investing in praying for wisdom will save days spent in overcoming mistakes. And if you invest just 15 minutes each morning in preparation with God, it will add up to 7.5 hours in the first 30 days alone and approximately 90 hours in a year. This is the 15-minute miracle. So when I quoted 7.5 days, I was just trying to pull for this number, but it was the 7.5 hours in the first 30 days alone, which is incredible. So, okay, let's close it out here. Father, I just thank you that we can be your children, that you love us so much and you sent your son to be our Savior and to redeem us from our sin and our destruction. God, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your truth and your word. I just thank you that you have made that available to all of us. And if anybody on here does not know you personally, Lord, I pray that today would be the day that they would hear the good news and respond to your good news of your offer to be our Savior and Lord, and that they might accept you as Savior. And God, God, I just pray for each person that's been listening. I ask that you would direct their steps as you promise. You promise you'll instruct and teach us and counsel us with your eye upon us. And, Lord, we take you at that. And, Lord, to be instructed and to be taught, Lord, you want us to sit at your feet. You want us to listen, not just get the game plan and do our own thing. But, God, you will instruct and teach us in the way we should go. Help us to do that. Help us to be diligent, to be faithful, to be disciplined, not to just do our own thing, but to do your thing with all the power that you promised to give us. And I pray that you would help those women today that are just touching lives to show love, to be at peace with you, God, and to be at peace with others, Lord. Just fill them with your encouragement, your strength, Lord, to do what they need to do to be faithful today. And we will be sure to give you all the thanks and all the glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Dawn Dunn. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Cindy.
Let's go forth and make it happen. Amen.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.